In the days leading up to Zuma's imprisonment, his supporters filled social media platforms with threats to make South Africa ungovernable should he be jailed. Ramaphosa has acknowledged that his security agencies didn't take the messages seriously. Democratic Alliance MP Diane Kola-Barnard told the parliamentary meeting that this was unbelievable, given Zuma's stature.
Do we even have a crime intelligence structure? This insurrection didn't simply self-ignite.
Another MP, Brian Mudlingozi of the Economic Freedom Fighters, says it seems as if South Africa's intelligence structure has little to no capacity and that its police officers are poorly trained.
Even when that intelligence is there, the police are wholly incapable of handling incidents of mass arrest.
The leader of the African Christian Democratic Party, Kenneth Meshwe, says the ministers of intelligence, police and defence, as well as the chiefs of the various security agencies, can have no excuse for not protecting citizens and their property.
The whole security cluster that failed the nation of South Africa should have been fired for their lapses and incompetence.
For days after Zuma was jailed, images of crowds pillaging stores and torching warehouses and other buildings with apparent impunity were beamed around the world. In many cases, police were conspicuous by their absence. In other cases, the officers were hopelessly outnumbered by the looters and either fired rubber bullets in fruitless attempts to stop the criminality or simply stood by. Nevertheless, Police Minister Bheki Cele said his officers were being unfairly vilified and it was the media who made them look bad.
TV goes where there is trouble. They don't go where there is peace. Many shops, many in serious infrastructure, like your water reservoirs, like your Liberty Mall, those that come from KZN, like your Swane Mall in Gauteng, they stand because police, they came and work with communities.
But the new Minister of Defence, Thandi Modise, won praise from MPs when she said no one should try to make themselves look good after the most serious wave of public violence yet seen in democratic South Africa. She said it made the whole country and all South Africans look bad, especially Zuma supporters.
It does not matter which side felt how hurt or challenged, it is still illegal. And it must still be treated like an illegal and treasonous act to subject South Africans to what we have just been subjected to. And therefore, there is no talking good of this. There is no use throwing stones on this one.
State prosecutors have charged 16 people for allegedly instigating the violence. They've also revealed they're investigating almost 90 police officers for allegedly participating in the looting and destruction, or for using excessive force during the unrest. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.